After completing Chelek Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah, we now go back to the beginning and begin Chelek Aleph. Siman Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch begins with the Din Hashkamas HaBoker. What do you do when you wake up? Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mechaber. Yizgaber Ka'ari Lama BaBoker, Lavodos Boro, Shehe Hum Orer HaShachar. A person should wake up like a lion in order to serve Hashem, that he should be waking up with the morning. He should be waking up at sunrise, at daybreak. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ki lekach nivra ha'adam. This is what a person is created for. A person is created to serve Hashem, so they should wake up like a lion in order to do that, in order to serve Hashem. And if it's hard for a person to wake up, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should think to yourself, what if I had to stand up for a king? What if the king was coming? What if the president was coming? Wouldn't I be able to be mezarez myself in order to wake up to see the king, to see the president? So too, kal vachomer, all the more so, I should be able to wake myself up, to get up, in order to serve Hashem, the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, the King of all kings. The Mishnah Berurah adds what we will see later on in Siman Dalet, that when one wakes up, the first thing they should do is they should wash their hands in order to get rid of the Ruach Ra. And certainly, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should not be walking Dalet Amos, which is around 7 feet, 3 inches, something like that, without washing your hands, Nagel Vasser, beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah does bring the opinion which holds that the entire bias is like Dalet Amos, and therefore you would be allowed to walk around the entire bias without washing your hands in order to get to a sink, etc. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, one should only be somech on this, b'shas adchak, in a case of great need. What is bias that the Mishnah Berurah refers to? Some say that this opinion holds that the entire room is considered to be Dalet Amos, and others say the entire house is considered to be Dalet Amos. But either way, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not really be somech on that unless it is a case of great need. What is a case of great need? So some suggest that the case of great need is if washing your hands next to your bed will disrupt a person who is sleeping next to you. In that case, it is a case of great need, and you would be allowed to walk around in order to do so. The Shavuos Yaakov points out that the Beis Yosef leaves out this din entirely of having to wash when you wake up immediately not walking the Dalet Amos for Ruach Ra, and says the Shavuos Yaakov, because the Beis Yosef doesn't really hold of that. The Bach says, no, it's not because the Beis Yosef doesn't hold of that. Rather, it's because since it's very hard for people to fulfill this din, to have the water right next to their bed back in that time, mutav shiyu shogin v'alyu mezidin, better that people do something incorrectly, unintentionally, rather than do it intentionally. Not, as the Shavuos Yaakov says, that he left it out because the halacha is that one does not need to be concerned for walking Dalet Amos without washing their hands when they wake up in the morning. Others suggest that the kula to walk around Dalet Amos, more than Dalet Amos, without washing your hands, is based on the Tosos in Psachim and Daf Kuf Aleph, which says that the din of a bias, the status of a bias, refers to the entire house and not just the room. And the Chuvas Rashba says this as well, based on Yerushalmi. So maybe this is what we are relying on if we walk more than Dalet Amos. Another potential Tzad Lahakel is what Rishon Zalman Orbach brings in the name of the Vilna Gaon, which is that when the Ger Tzedek, Rav Avraham ben Avraham, was killed, when he was burned by those who viewed him as betraying their religion, which he left, so the Vilna Gaon said that the koach, the strength of Ruach HaTumah, of Ruach Ra'ah, was weakened at that time, and therefore one does not need to be concerned with walking Dalet Amos. The truth is that Rishon Zalman himself was still Nizhar, was still careful to ensure that he washed his hands within the Dalet Amos. However, maybe we can rely on this statement of the Vilna Gaon that Ruach Ra has weakened in our time after the death of the Ger Tzedek, and therefore one would not need to wash within Dalet Amos. They can get up to walk in order to wash Zeilos Yadayim in the morning. So in summary, it is best to wash within the Dalet Amos, to have the water next to your bed. But there are many opinions to rely on which would allow you to walk within the room or within the house in order to wash the hands. And I have heard from many great Rabbanim who are making on this and walk to the bathroom in order to wash their hands in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah adds, if you wake up in the middle of the night and there is no water for you to wash in order to get rid of the Ruach Ra, you should not just lay there waiting for water to come to you, and in the process be mevatel divrei Torah. Rather, you should wipe your hands on something to cleanse them and learn, and then when you get the water, then you should wash your hands. We will see later on more about these halachas of washing hands in the morning in Siman Dalet, and what if you wake up in the middle of the night to go give a baby a bottle or to go get a drink, would you have to wash? If you wake up to go to the bathroom, would you have to wash in order to make the bracha, etc.? Those things we'll see later on in Siman Dalet. The Ramah comments, but Al Kol Panim Lo Yachres Manat Tefila Sh'atzir Mispalin. Even if you can't wake up so early, you should still wake up early enough so that you can daven with the tzibur, as it is a mitzvah to daven with the tzibur. The Ramah then continues, people should constantly have Hashem in front of them. A person does not act the same way in their home as they would in front of a king. A person doesn't speak the way that he does with his friends as he does when he's sitting in front of a king. So if a person realizes that Hashem is constantly seeing all his actions, that Hashem sees everything we do. So then a person will have that fear, he will realize that Hashem is always in front of him, and he must act accordingly, to constantly realize that all his actions are being watched, and that he should always act as though the king, the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, is watching. The Bar Halacha over here tells us what the six mitzvos tmidios are, the six mitzvos based on the Sefer HaChinuch, that we can constantly fulfill. The first is Emunah b'Hashem, believing in Hashem, believing in the existence of Hashem, and that He created everything. The second is not believing in other gods, which according to the Bir Halacha includes believing that Hashem Himself directs all that transpires in creation, and that no one else is involved. The third is the Yachado, the unification of Hashem, which is resolving that Hashem is one, without any partners, but that is not enough, because we already would have seen that from the second one, which is not believing in any other gods. Rather, what is liyachado? Yichad Hashem is to realize that there is nothing without Him. Everything that occurs is only because He wants it to be that way. As the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Atahu Hashem levadecha, ata asisa, va'ata mechaye es kulam. You do everything. The fourth is Avas Hashem, loving Hashem, which the Sefer Chinuch says comes from learning His Torah. That's how we will come to love Him. The fifth is Yira, the fear of Hashem, which has two possibilities. According to some, it is Yiras HaOnesh, fear of punishment. And according to some, including the Rambam, it is Yiras HaRomimus, fear of the greatness of Hashem. And the sixth and final constant mitzvah is Lo Sasura Achrei Levavchem, Achrei Einechem, not straying after one's eyes or one's heart, which is not having inappropriate thoughts and not looking at things that one is not supposed to look at. So these are the six mitzvos tmidios which one is able to fulfill constantly. V'hamin b'Hashem, not to believe that there are any other gods. Liyachado, l'ahavo, liyiroso, and losasur acharei levavchem, v'acharei einichem.